Okay, moving on in the halachas of Bora, before we start the important sugya of peels and shells and things like that, just one more important heter to have in your pocket when it comes to halachas Bora, if you're not able to scatter it. Another eitzah that one could do, which is a very, very good eitzah to do, and it comes very, very handy in many different cases, is another heter is that if you go ahead and take a taroves, you randomly take something out of taroves, okay, even if not necessarily that was what you were going to be able to use, if you go ahead and use it, so that's like you've taken the ochel mitoch psalas. Another good example of this would be, let's say you have a pile of silverware, and you want to get rid of some of them, okay? So what you could do is, okay, if you have a pile of silverware, what you do is you could take one out, randomly, oh, it's a knife, so I can go ahead and use that knife to cut something, and now I've taken out the ochel mitoch psalas, even though generally I wanted a spoon. If I randomly took one out, and I got a spoon, so great. If I got a knife, so I go ahead and use it if I want to. If I'm going to do it. Another example would be is a case where if I go ahead and I want to get rid of this pile, what I could do is take someone out, go ahead and dry it. Because right now the mice that I want to do right now is drying the dish. Take that out. Now it's already separated from the tarovas. When I go ahead and dry it, and then I could go ahead and put it away. Okay, I go ahead and put it away. A good example for svarim. Okay, you're just asking about svarim. The svarim, it's a great eitzah. If you have a pile of svarim and you want to get them put away, is what you can do is you can take one of the svarim out, okay, and go ahead and read a couple words from the sefer. I've now used that sefer. That now becomes the ochal, and then I go ahead and put it away and don't have to worry about the mice of bor. So using the thing, that would turn it into ochal, even though that wasn't my original kavanah away, even though I really don't want the sefer. If I go ahead and take the sefer and I actually learn from it, so then it becomes a thing that I consider like I want. And that would be the consider the hishtamshus. Now, moving, as I said, into the sugya of klipot and things like this. So the yamshel shlomo, which is brought actually in Siman Tafkuf Yud and Hilchos Yamtif, Sivkot and Dalet in the Magen Avraham, writes that klipot eino nechshav kibor. Okay, shells are not, and shells and peels are not considered borer, because it's all considered minechel. It is all considered one min. That is, the food that's surrounded by its peel is all considered min echa. That, and therefore, there is not a mice of borer, therefore that's the heter, according to the Yamshel Shlomo. Well, I could go ahead and peel my orange on Shabbos, or I could go ahead and take the shells off my nuts on Shabbos, because it's not a mice of borer, that's all considered min echa. That's the chiddush of the Yamshel Shlomo. However, the Magen Avraham then continues and disagrees with the Yamshel Shlomo, and he brings a Yerushalmi as a raya to his shita, that for sure, shells and peels are considered a mice of borer. For right now, for our discussion today, we are only going to be discussing shells and peels that are non-edible. They're non-edible. We will discuss later on about edible peels. Let's put that to the side. Assuming we're talking about non-edible peels, non-edible shells over here. So over here, we have a machlokas between the Yamshel Shlomo and the Magen Avraham. Yamshel Shlomo, whether we considered it to be considered min echad, and therefore there's no problem of borer, or it's considered shtei minim, and there still is a problem of boat. Okay? Therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, we have to ask ourselves, how in the world could one peel things on Shabbos or shell things on Shabbos if it would be a Maisa Borer? So the Rishonim, the Smag, the Smack, they're all quoted in the Beis Yosef over there, write that the Yerushalmi is only talking about peeling things and taking shells off in order to eat them la'achar zman. However, if you're going to do it for immediate purpose, then it would be mutter to go ahead and shell things and peel things on Shabbos. And that's the psak of the Ramah in the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. It's not over here in Siman Shin Yates. In the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, the Ramah paskins like the Shita of the Magen Avraham. The Ramah is before the Magen Avraham, but against his cousin, the Yamshel Shlomo. He paskins against him, he paskins that shells and peels are considered beis minim, and therefore the only way that I can go ahead and do a Maisa Bora over here is if I have an intention that I'm going to use it for immediate purpose. Okay, only if I can use it for immediate purpose. What's though the very big difficulty with this psak? The problem is the following. That even though that now I've taken care of the problem of miyat, I've now done it miyat, and I'm using my hand to go ahead and peel it. However, what we're doing over here is removing the peel, removing the shell. And that is what? That l'chora is removing the psoles mitocha ochal. And we said, no matter what, whether you're interested, there's more psoles or more ochal, you always have to take the ochal mitoch psoles. This is the kasha of the bir halacha. The bir halacha over there in Siman Shin Chafal of Dibra Masa Liklof, he asked this kasha on the psak of the Ramah, how can we shell things, how can we peel things on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, even if you're doing it for Miyad, you're taking psolas mitoch ochel. Answers the Chafetz Chaim the following chiddush. He says, that which we say you have to take ochel mitoch psolas, that's only in a case where you're able to take the ochel mitoch psolas. However, when it's efshar b'inyan acher, when you have no other way of taking the food out, the ayin over here, where you have a peel that's completely around the food, you have the shell that's completely around the nut, over here, I can't get to the nut, I can't get to the orange without peeling it, therefore I'm allowed to go ahead and peel it. And it says the lashon is, v'nira dekevin efshar b'inyan acher, v'derech achim also bekach, lo mikri psalos mitoch ochel, she'eno ela la'ola ochel hatoch. Says when it's your take, when it's iyashar b'yinyan achar, and this becomes now the ma'isa achila, the ma'isa of achila of peeling an orange is take the peel off the orange. The ma'isa achila of a nut is take the shell off the nut. As we said before earlier on last year or 2 years ago, we said b'shem the rach. The whole reason why we take ochel mitoch sol is because that's the ma'isa achila. Over here, the ma'isa of achila of shells and the like is when I take the shell off and go ahead and eat the food. That's the Svar over here of Derech Achila and Iyashar B'inyan Achar over here, and that's why one is allowed to shell things or peel things. But the Nafkamina still is between the Yamshel Shlomo and the Ramah. And the Magen Avram is, according to the Yamshel Shlomo, I'm allowed to peel things, I'm allowed to shell things, even to eat it much later on Shabbos, it's not going to be a problem even Lachar Zvan, because all consider Minachem. However, according to the Ramah and the Magen Avram, as we pass in Alach Lamaisa and to peel things on Shabbos, it is only going to be mutter if I want to eat it Miyad. If my mother asked me to go ahead and peel the eggs, okay, peel the eggs, Shabbos morning, we're going to have these eggs for Shalosh Shus, I want to be ready. Go ahead and peel these eggs right now. It is absolutely usher to go ahead and peel these eggs. It's a Suffolk del rice. It's a Suffolk del rice over here to go ahead and peel the eggs Shabbos morning in order to eat for Shalosh Shus, because it is a Maisa Borer. If I want to eat the egg right now, so now I have a three tonight Borer, and it's going to be mutter to go ahead and do this. What comes out of this is there is a ma'isa borer by klipas v'chulei. However, when it's iyashar b'yani acher, then it is going to be mutter to go ahead and do it. Therefore, we could understand perhaps another psak of the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Tezvav in our siman. Shim siman shin yates Sivkatan Tezvav. He says if you have a lot of clothes or you have a lot of coats that are hanging on one hook. Okay, am I allowed to go ahead and get my coat that's on the bottom? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm allowed to take the coat or the clothing that's on the bottom of the pile. Why? Because Iyashar B'inyan Acher. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't spell this out. But Lechor, that would be a Svara of Iyashar B'inyan Acher. Okay, over here it happens to be, based on the Ber Halacha a little bit better, because he says over here, since the things are not clung together, like you have Svara that are piled up, they're not stuck together. They're just in a pile. Let's say that pile looks a little bit like a tarovis. That would only be a tarovis midarabanan because it's not stuck together. If you have a mamish a tarovis, things that are mamish mixed together, that's for sure darais. But over here, we have just one thing on top of each other. So if it's a peel that's mamish stuck to it, that's a shiloh of darais. But the Ber Halacha says, if you just have clothing, one on top of another, okay, that is only going to be a shiloh of darabanan. Therefore, there's more, even more room to be makel in this case. And furthermore, the maisa achila over here is just maisa vishtamshus, of me taking the clothing out, that's the way of using the thing, and therefore that is going to be mutter to do on Shabbos. The shaila though is, what if you don't know where your coat exactly is? What if you don't know where your coat is? You have three piles of coats, you go to an Oded Shabbos Friday night, and Friday night they go and take the coats, they throw it into different piles. You don't remember where your coat is. Am I allowed to go through, let's say, pile A, moving around all the coats out of the pile to look for my coat? What if I don't find the coat there? I just did a meister bor. I just separated the whole pile in order to find my coat. Is this mutter or is this aser? So Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal told me the following chiddush. He thinks that this is mutter legamrei to go searching through in order to find your clothing in a pile on Shabbos. Why is this mutter? So he said the following svara, and this will end with today. The following svara he said like this. He said, Mimanafshach. If your coat is found there in the pile, so you did exactly like the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Katan Tes Vav, you're removing the things that are Iyashar B'Ninachar, your coat's in the bottom of the pile, and you take the good from the bad over here, because Iyashar B'Ninachar, that's what's going to be Mutter. And even if you don't find your coat's not in the pile. And I went through rummaging through, I moved the coats around until I found found that my coat was not there. Did I do a Maisa Borer? No. So you'll see exactly what Remensal says. That's a Shiloh of Psoles, Mitoch Psoles. All those other coats are Psoles, Mitoch Psoles. And we learned out last week that Psoles, Mitoch Psoles is not a problem of Borer. Okay, and therefore that's what comes out, Allah Lamaisa over here, that if you have a pile of things and you want to find if your thing is there, you're allowed to remove the things in order to find your thing in the pile. It would not be a problem of Borer over here because it is not necessarily. It's going to be mutter, whether you find it, then for sure it's going to be mutter. And even if you don't find it, Rav Nevinsel writes over there, that would be considered psolas, mitoch psolas, and that also will be mutter to do on Shabbos. Ad kan for today. Have a Shabbat Shalom.